Like, we're just giving you a heads up. We don't want you to end up in trouble.
Okay.
And it turns out that in the state of New York, along with 13 other states, this is against the law.
Oh.
But it hasn't stopped people from doing it and posting it all over social media.
Can't wait to hear.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So it's been said.
What they said.
With the election, like, what, 2.5 weeks away?
Yeah, it's very close.
Your vote does not count unless you take a picture of your I voted sticker and post it on Facebook.
Okay.
It's like a new federal law.
Right.
But it turns out there are things you can take pictures of and cannot take pictures of. And if you take pictures while you're doing this, you're breaking the law.
Oh.
In the state of New York, it is illegal to take a ballot selfie.
Oh. So while I'm in the booth.
Yes, while you're in the booth, whether you are taking a picture of yourself voting or taking a picture of your ballot and posting it on social media, really just taking the picture,
that's
period.
That's illegal.
That is illegal. And not only is it illegal in New York State, it's illegal in 13 other states as well. So the concern...
Yeah, what is it?
States who have made it against the law say ballot selfies, they worry about coercion, bribery, voter intimidation. They say it could lead to something that could expose other people's ballots by accident. You know, you don't know what's in the background of the picture.
Kind of have to treat it like gambling.
Yes,
right?
Essentially.
Can't have your phone out.
Exactly. Well, it kind of is gambling.
Yeah. Well,
you never know if you get with these clowns.
What a bunch of clowns. However, there are now free speech advocates that are arguing hard and fighting to make it legal to take your ballot selfie. And they've been doing it in all of the states that it is illegal, saying that you can't tell me what I can and can't post on social media, especially when I'm already telling you who I'm going to vote for most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I mean, it just seemed like an overreach. Like, you can't do it. I can't see where it would sway something because a normal person took a picture and posted it up on their site. You would have to have such a following to make a difference. And even then, who cares? Like, those people already have already endorsed candidates anyway on both sides of the aisle.
I mean, I get where you're
coming. What's the difference?
I get where you're coming from there. I guess there is this idea that if somebody says, okay, so there's things that happen on social media all the time, like, you know, take a picture of your dog and you'll be entered to win, blah, 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 blah.
That's like one of the concerns. Okay. Contest.
That was the way it was explained in one of the articles I was reading.
So buying a vote almost.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd be more worried just about like accidentally getting somebody else's vote in there. You know what I mean? Because I guess do what you want with your opinion, but don't, you know, I wouldn't want mine to be in the background.
I mean, think about that. Like, you're okay with this, but let's say somebody by accident gets a photo of you voting for all the people you're going to vote for. And it goes up on social media. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, because I mean, I can't see it hurting my life. Swaying anything. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, I mean, I would make the argument that there are people who will change the way they treat you based on who
that
you vote
true.
For.
That is true.
Right?
I mean, but nobody likes me.
Okay. Well, yeah. You
on both sides. And I'm saying that's on both sides. Yeah, I could see where you could get a little paranoid. But I think it's a little overblown.
Are there some laws that are okay just to keep for tradition's sake? I mean, you know, it is sacred that you vote in secret in America.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
your privacy matters.
Yes, yeah. I get the argument from the free speech advocates. Yes, like the odds that something goes wrong here are very, very, very small. Mm. And, you know, we're a big free speech people, right? But, I mean, the voting in secrecy thing has been an American tradition. So, like, just for the sake of tradition, is it okay to make this illegal?
Oh, just to keep it up?
I don't know.
Because I think eventually it's all going to go online.
I know you keep saying that, but again...
We're getting there.
Bro, if people are fighting in the Supreme Court to keep folks from mailing their ballots in... Mm-hmm. Or
we're not even there yet.
Or from voting early... Like, you can't tell me that, we're going to use the internet, everybody. It'll be totally fine. No worries. Oh, my Social Security number's gone.
Nothing goes bad on the internet.
I can't ever see a world where we're voting online.
Oh, it's going to happen. Your kids will vote online.
Okay, how much you want to... Boy, you're going to be so dead, it's not even funny. It is kind of funny.
So dare, even though you were right. Well, you're dead.
Well, no, like, I mean, let's be
real. Take that, corpsey.
Let's be real, right? Like, you walk in, you have to, you know, verify who you are to vote.
Right.
Right? And all that jazz. How would you do that with a cell phone or a computer?
I bank online. I do everything online with my money, with our investments, everything you do.
Yeah, like, sure.
You,
I mean, but
and it's all secure.
Not, they try to make it as secure as they can, but every now and then we see people's bank accounts getting hacked.
Every now and then it happens like 30 times a day.
Your information gets stolen.
But they're tweaking it.
Now look,
I to tell you the truth, I never understood, like, you had to go in this booth and like you had to like cloak it in something and hand it off to a guy or slide it in this thing.
I find the pomp and circumstance of it like patriotic. I feel like I'm doing something for the
what
country.
What are you hiding over there, Mr. Patriot?
What?
You're hiding your vote over there.
You know, it would be interesting. Let's say one day, like next presidential election cycle, they make people publicly vote. right? Like, you get everyone together in the town square, city hall, whatever, and you have to raise your hand for who you vote for.
Kind of like the Iowa caucus.
Yeah. How that would change an election. Because it would. It would have an effect.
I think you definitely have less people voting.
Yeah.
I think people really value their privacy in this. So if you don't want to go into a crowd, if you're just not a social person and you're like afraid of groups of people, you're not voting.
All right.
And like to Kimmy's point further, like we only have half of eligible Americans that go out to vote on high turnout elections, right? Like,
all right, so keep it private, you said.
Well, I just don't see what the negative is to keeping this law against like the ballot selfie. Like, you're not hurt. Why is it absolutely necessary that you have to share with the world the picture of your ballot when you could simply go online afterwards and be like, this is who I voted for? What's the difference?
Yeah, not much.
Right?
Yeah.
Just say, here is my voting sticker. So again, federally, the vote counts because that's, again, apparently a thing. You have to take a picture of your I voted sticker and put
and
it
on
Facebook.
You have to wear it.
Yeah. And then say, this is who I voted for. Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
All right.
There you go. All right. We decided it.
Done and done.
Done. It is a lot of...